This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Richie's digging it.
Are you good at accents, Joe?
No.
Horrible.
We know he's not.
They're almost like my brain is almost
all right.
Hearing the accent. It just doesn't even penetrate. And I'm so bad at it.
No.
It's embarrassing.
Not me. Good morning to you. So Phil's two today, 105 as Rhea said, and 645. Interesting that the swappage of pitchers, it would have been Wheeler last night. With the first guy up to have a shot at plunking a Brave. In this case, it actually turns into Chris Sanchez, who gets the first start today.
Does it make it less likely that Christopher Sanchez is pitching?
I think it might make it more likely. Ben, let's start with this. Will we get a fastball to the ribs today? A little fastball to meet ribs action. What's your prediction?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Does the day off...
Well, hold on. Let's drill down on I hope so. John goes to the wrong follow-up question.
Does the day increase the likelihood or decrease the likelihood that that's true?
I think it stays the same, status quo.
Talk to us, Ben. Preach. So yesterday, about two-thirds of people wanted to see, on our poll, about two-thirds want to see the Phils hit a Brave. About a third didn't. You clearly want to see a little something.
Yeah.
Tell us why.
Strider's not going to miss by that much, and it's just too coincidental. I hope they go about it the right way. That's the issue that I have. They have to go about the right way. They can't do it too early and make it look obvious where a guy gets kicked out or suspended for two games, three games, whatever it is, how many starts.
Pitchers usually one start, usually.
And they can't make it obvious, and I don't want them going at somebody's neck.
Of course not.
Like hit them in the ass or in the ribs or back, whatever.
So the fourth through the sixth inning?
Depending on the score. They couldn't do it the other night because of the score.
How uncomfortable is it, Ben? So you've been in a lot of clubhouses, and back in an era when this stuff happened more often. How uncomfortable is it for a starting pitcher? Let me put it this way. Different pitchers, different personalities. So you got your Nolan Ryans and your Bob Gibsons on one extreme. Yeah. And then you got like the super nice guys on the, I mean, I'm not saying Bob Gibson and Nolan Ryan weren't nice, but like you have the people that maybe don't live by that code kind of guy. I don't know which way Sanchez is. I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out. How awkward can it be for a pitcher in a clubhouse in those kind of moments?
I don't think it, I mean, it depends on the pitcher, but I think in this situation, it's not going to be awkward at all. You got to defend your guy. You have to defend your guy. The funniest thing for me was like when someone on the other team knew they were going to get it, they would ask me, like, is it me? And I'd be like, no, it's not you.
That's awesome. Did you ever lie?
No, I would never lie. Okay. Honesty is the best policy, Ray. My parents always told me that. But I remember a couple situations like, is it me? They come up, and they would be because you don't want to get hit.
No,
you won't. It hurts.
Okay, so which guy gets hit tonight or today?
I think it depends on the situation more. I mean, everyone's saying, Acuna. Yeah. Wheeler's gotten Acuna before, and it's not by mistake.
Well, it's because when he punked him 5 years ago and he hit that home run and didn't freaking run out of
and
the batter's box.
Zach does it
and you
in
know
such
I talked
a way.
And John, you know I talked about that extensively back then.
I've had extensive conversations with Zach about this.
Yeah.
And he has this demeanor that, you know, he's going to go get someone, but he makes it look not obvious.
Well, clearly, because I don't remember him hitting Acuna.
It's unbelievable. He smoked his ass. I mean, it was bad. Yeah, go look it up.
Well, they stopped the game, remember? Yeah. It was
it was totally suspicion-free. Yeah.
It was, you know, it is what it is. He finds a way, and he puts it away. He tucks it away. It might not be the next start. It might be two starts or three starts after that, but he finds a way to get it done, and he makes it look not suspicious
at
all.
I'm proud of Zach Wheeler.
Fun thing about the switch is we get Wheeler Sale tonight. It was going to be Sanchez Sale, but because of the switch, Wheeler and Sale will be the night game. So that's fun.
Wow. Yeah, it's always left up to the superstar veteran that gets to pick what game he wants to pitch. And it's also left up to the catcher as to what game he wants to catch.
Huh. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. All right, so a lot to do here today. Phil's today and tonight, which is both today. But afternoon and night, if you catch my drift. Also, a lot of audio we'll get to shortly. Kevin Pitullo, Dallas Goedert, Cooper DeJean, more of what they said yesterday with the Eagles holding that OTA. And the biggest topic we've been discussing today is Jalen Hurts elite, yes or no? And our poll question yesterday, 73% had him as an elite top-tier quarterback, tier one quarterback, and 27% were aligned with me that, he's good, but he's below that. Let's go to the phones. Where do you stand? Nick in Bucks County. Nicholas, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning crew. How are you today?
Doing great, Nick.
All right. Jalen Hurts, unfortunately, is not elite yet. He has played at an elite level at times. You'll go through ups and downs no matter who you are. But to be elite, you have to go through more ups than downs over a period of time.
I agree with that. More consistency, is that a way to kind of frame it?
Yeah, two years in a row at least, and he's not there yet, but he's so persistent, like we talked about last week. He'll get there.
So doesn't that count for something in making him qualify for eliteness?
Yeah, I'll say,
that
Nick,
you know he will continue to work and build. I'm positive that he's going to go at this from directions that guys haven't in the past. I'm positive that he's going to view this as like this challenge of getting over the hump of when you win it, everyone seems to slack off the following year for a variety of reasons. How do we avoid that? This is his new off-season project this time around.
Well, that part he's wired great at. Nick, I'll say he may get there. I don't say it as definitively as you did that he will get there. I don't know that. Maybe.
I think, John, from your point, that's the reason why Patrick Mahomes is the only one that belongs in Tier 1, because he's the only one that has done it again, you know, at this point that's playing currently.
Well, Patrick Mahomes also has the massive advantage of, just imagine, our quarterback, Jalen Hurts, with Andy Reid as his coach for 2 years in a row. Just imagine 2 years in a row. Just imagine Jalen Hurts with any coach 2 years in a row, because he only had Shane Steichen for 2 years in a row. His entire career.
And that was a year and a half, really. That was a year and a half.
It was
because they switched partway through the first year.
Yeah, you're right. The only offensive coordinator, play caller, who was with Jalen for longer than one season.
And it took them halfway through 2021 to even realize what type of offense to run.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, Sirianni and Steichen had come from Indy, which was a very... And I thought they were very unprepared for the beginning of 2021. I just thought, and that's also when they still had Ertz, and I love Ertz, but he wasn't the blocker that Goddard is, so I just thought they were out of sorts in that first year.
They were
in the beginning,
fitting square pegs into round holes in several positions.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Hey, Nick, you can win Phillies tickets. Who are the best fictional pair of coworkers?
I'm going with an elite pair for sure, elite. Undeniable, best bromance of all time, Dorian and Turk Scruggs.
You got it, bud. Nick, appreciate that right there. All right, speaking of Goddard, he talked yesterday about a few different things, but most of it was centered around the concept of didn't know if he'd be back or not, and he is back. Dallas Goedert obviously had an interesting offseason, to say the least. Let's listen as he talked yesterday about his mindset with the negotiation this offseason.
Was there any point in this offseason where you didn't think you would be back just because of the business of this league and how things seem to be trending?
There was a little bit of uncertainty going into the offseason. Talked with my agent, talked with Howie. There was a time where, I wasn't here for the beginning OTAs. We were trying to figure out what was going to happen, and, we came to the agreement of the contract I'm on, and, I'm super stoked to be back here. Got a lot of love for a lot of people in this building, got a lot of love for Philadelphia, so super glad to be back, and, we got high expectations, and, want to help us get back to where we were last year.
Look, I think we were all happy when we found out he was staying. The next thing to check off in the list of things was, is he happy staying? And I thought, based on what we heard yesterday, he to me sounded very genuinely pleased with how it ended up. Not just that he's here, but the amount of money he's making. You know, the way he framed it, he sounded like a happy camper.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a distraction.
No, I think they're fine there.
Or the team.
Yeah, I think they're fine. Let's listen to more of Goddard as he continued talking about the process.
Uncertainty, were there any days that were more difficult than others just as you're going through it?
Yeah, absolutely. There'd be times where the agent would call and he said that something's going to happen, and, it starts to feel real that, whatever it's going to be, whether it's here or somewhere else, is a true possibility. And, you just wait for that call to with your agent saying it's done. And, sometimes he'd call you quick and it didn't happen, or sometimes it'd take all week. So, like I said, it was there was definitely days that were filled with emotion. Just kind of sat on the couch and stared at the TV blankly, like, what's going to happen? I'm just super excited that something's in place, and, my future, I can just keep looking forward.
Be interesting to know, and we don't know, those days where he was sitting on that couch waiting for that call from the agent, thinking it's going to be something that day. Was that something, a contract with the Eagles or a trade away from the Eagles? Or at times, maybe both. I mean, that's a tough off season to go through, but he stays, and obviously it's good for the Eagles because he's still a very, very good player. 215-592-9494. We'll give you some of the news and notes also in the coming minutes from yesterday's OTA. A lot of information to give you, and we'll present that coming up shortly. Let's get to David right now. He's calling from Drexel Hill.
Hey,
David, good morning.
Hammer.
What's up, buddy?
You told me before that I couldn't even compare Patrick Mahomes to Jalen.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah,
you laughed at me one time. Let me say this.
Laugh at
now,
you again.
Take the elite quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of the elite quarterbacks have less interceptions than Jalen? Maybe one of them.
Well, he doesn't throw the ball as much as most other, quality
Hammer,
quarterbacks.
Seasons ago, he did. You acting like he never threw the ball before.
Well, I'm not saying that, but he
set a record. Did A.J. set a record with Jalen passing to him?
Well, 2 years ago, A.J. was on fire in the first half of the year. There's no question.
How many other elite quarterbacks set a record with their receivers?
Well, what record are we talking?
A.J. set his.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have done
that. Let me ask you this, Hammer.
Yeah, sure.
How many of those elite quarterbacks? It's only three players in the entire football league that has more running touchdowns than Jalen.
That part he is truly elite at. There is no question about that. That's
only
his
three.
Probably his best thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the elite quarterbacks or quarterbacks of all time has, in their first 4 years, ran for over 3,000 yards?
I don't know. Is he the only one?
You know the Hammer. You always pass.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I imagine Lamar might have done it. Vic might have done it. But Vic was not elite. Vic was good. Vic was not elite. He was not good enough.
Hammer,
go ahead.
Remember you said, again, when we compare, you never admit that Andy Reid has a good team. You always try to act like it's only Patrick Mahomes.
No, that's not
true. Here's my proof.
That's not true.
Here's my proof why it's not Patrick Mahomes only.
What?
Because the team plays so good that in the last minute of the game, they only need one score. That meant y'all must have been playing pretty good. If you held a team to one score, we could win the Super Bowl.
Well, here's what I'll say, David. I think the Chiefs roster, if that's what you mean by team, I think their roster, other than Mahomes, is generally pretty darn good. But I think it paled in comparison this year to the Eagles roster. I mean, the Eagles' other 52, if you will, the other 52, that was unbelievable. I mean, in my opinion, and David, people may disagree with this, but in my opinion, the Eagles last year clearly had the number one defense, clearly had the number one running back, clearly had the number one offensive line. The only thing that's even remotely debatable is would you take the Eagles' two wide receivers or the Bengals' two wide receivers? I mean, they might have been 1-1-1-1 with those, and then the only thing left is Goddard, who I think most of us would say is a top 5 to 7 tight end. So, like, that's a big advantage for Jalen Hurts.
Before you let me go, Hammer, because last year you were saying Jalen wouldn't even be the quarterback after the next season.
After 25. I did predict that he would be gone after 25, yes.
Goddard. When Goddard was out hurt, did the team lose a game? No.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know
they didn't lose a beat. But here's the showstopper,
okay.
Hammer,
okay.
That when the two of them play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Each other in the championship game, yep. Both, even the one we lost. I seen Jalen play better. I seen Jalen play better than him in this game, and you look at me and tell me I can't say, well, I like Jalen better than him.
Yeah, but here's what, but David, how old are you, David?
66.
All right, so let's talk Phil Simms and John Elway for a moment. Phil Simms won the Super Bowl MVP and played better in 1986 in that game than John Elway. Doesn't mean Phil Simms was better than John Elway. It means Lawrence Taylor coming after John Elway complicated John Elway's life.
Like, it's called team.
No, well, that's my point. I mean,
Jalen's case is individual play because no one's running like him. No one's passing like him. No one's making the team strive like him. And Hammer and Cole.
No one's leading the rest of the NFL in a new direction, which is run heavy.
Well, a couple guys
Jalen,
are, but he's
the RPO, he's up the there ride and decide, yeah. His decision making.
It's excellent.
Closing, Hammer, let me
yes,
ask
sir.
You this.
Yes, sir.
Tell me another quarterback through the history of football that in their first 4 years playing, they have done what Jalen Hurts have done. And let me give you my dual.
Yeah, give me your fictional pair of coworkers.
My wife plucked me in the head and said, that's enough. It's Batman and Robin.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, so are they coworkers?
I think so. That's yeah, in a roundabout way.
When I was driving in today and you posed the question, they were the first duo I thought
okay.
of. 100%.
I would say they're more duo than coworkers, but I think it counts.
Did you think dynamic duo when you thought that duo? It does feel like when you think Batman and Robin, you get some I don't know, like
they're definitely coworkers.
Well, let me ask this question, Ben. To be co-workers, you have to have a job. What's the job?
They fight crime.
Yeah, crime fighter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crime fighting duo.
How
crime
much do we have
tandem.
To ding it for Robin being super lame, though? You know,
he is lame.
Right? I mean, if we're talking about a duo here, you'll get it way both ends of the duo.
And what was the guy's question at the end? Who's done what Jalen's done in the first 5 years?
First 4 years,
It's five. He's been in 5 years. So Mahomes.
Holy he's cow. Only started for
I understand. Yeah, he started four.
But he's only 26. He's kind of in his prime.
Mahomes would have been an example of, you know, excellence early.
You know,
Montana won a Super Bowl in year three.
I mean, Brady.
Flacco had a good start. Brady had a great start.
If Robin.
Some of them.
If Robin were allowed to wear tights under his Speedo, he would look way cooler. Like Batman, think about it. He's got
sure about
bare
that.
Legs.
Does he have bare legs?
I'm
only
pretty
in the TV
sure.
show,
pretty
not
sure.
in the movie
back.
Though. Not in the Chris O'Donnell didn't.
Well,
in the TV show. Yeah.
No, I don't think.
I don't know what
Chris
to say
O'Donnell.
About all that.
But I think on the show with the
Adam
boom,
West,
pow,
yeah.
smash. Yeah, Adam West, I think that Robin was bare leg with a Speedo, and then Batman had the tights, which automatically make you so much cooler. What a disadvantage for Robin to be the bare leg.
Yeah, it's not good. That's not good. Unless you look like me or
Cooper
DeGene.
No one can make that cool.
Well, me and Cooper DeGene can pull it off.
That's true.
Maybe not even you, Joe.
Cooper DeGene.
Can you imagine Joe in the Speedo with no...
Let's find out.
I'd rather not.
Let's find out from Ben Davis, who personally knows JT.
Someone on Twitter could maybe put Joe's head on that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, come on. Ben, better looking guy, Cooper DeGene or JT Realcuto? Who is it? You know JT, you don't know Coop. Who's a better looking guy?
They're both.
I think that's
a bit of a leading
question.
JT's almost old enough to be his dad. JT's like 13 years older.
That's what Amy calls JT. JT,
I hear that a lot. I would say I
Joe
hear
using
more
the
talk
teeny
about
bopper
JT.
Vernacular. Yeah.
I hear more talk about JT than Cooper.
You know, who's another very, very, very underrated, good-looking guy. That's Saquon Barkley. Fine looking fellow.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, incredibly handsome guy.
I go Saquon over Jalen.
No, that's crazy.
Jalen Hurts is very good looking.
Twitter poll, who's better looking?
Who's better looking?
Let's get actually to our
real Twitter polls.
Our real Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, two different poll questions. The first, Ranger Suarez. Will he be a Philly next season? A yes, B no. Hard to imagine for me that he is. What a shame. Love the guy. I just don't know how you really do it because they got so many starting pitchers. But do you think Ranger will be a Philly next season? Yes or no? Second poll question, which is better, Office Space or The Office? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's listen to Kevin Petullo. He is, of course, the new Eagles offensive coordinator. Talked about a few different things yesterday, including what the offense will look like this year as he takes over. Let's listen to what he said.
How different will the offense be this year?
Well, I mean, as far as different, you know, we go through the process at the end of each year of examining what we do well, what we need to improve upon, and then really any trends or anything we see that we can add to it. So I think really when you say different, I think it's going to be like, what do our players do best, like it's been? And then from there, we just expand upon it. Hey, we're really good at this. Let's bring this to the table and try this and see where we can take it. And I think really when you look at just our staff as a whole, you know, we've added some new coaches. So they bring some other layers to it too, and then the knowledge of what they have from their background. So I think as we go forward, as we build this thing together as a staff, you know, you'll see some new wrinkles here and there, but more so it's just kind of building on what our players do best.
All right, first off, I swear to God, I think any new offense coordinator 100% of the time in that answer, because they're all asked that type of question, always says new wrinkles. Every offensive coordinator that takes over a gig says new wrinkles. So fortunately, I don't think they have to change much. Because now I want to see Jalen play better in the passing game, but I think the basic structure is largely going to be what it was, which is run the ball a ton. Run the ball. Now, Ben, where do you? So we've all had a. We're all weighing in on Jalen today. Mm-hmm. Let's bring this back to Jalen. In your opinion, tier one elite or tier two?
Well, Lamar's in tier one. I think Jalen's better than Lamar. So I would say
I agree.
He's tier one.
That's a great
and that's
way
a move for
it.
You. You weren't there until the end of the season.
I'm not all in on Lamar. So I think Jalen's better than Lamar.
Okay. Do you think they both belong in tier one? Meaning I just want to make sure you're not basing your answer on Pro Football Focus says Lamar's tier one. Are you saying both should be tier two or both should be tier one? Or Jalen's tier one and Lamar's tier two?
That's a good question.
It was actually three different questions.
Yeah, I think Lamar. I think Lamar and Jalen are tier two.
Okay, so that's okay. So we got there.
Joe, do you find it odd? Like
that's another proof of me being a great lawyer. I mean, see how we just changed his answer in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
you got to ask the right questions at the right time. Ray, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Why is it? You know, whenever I think of stuff of lists, yeah. I go top five, top ten.
Yep.
But this is top four.
Well, because like you don't always have five in the top group.
But, you know, to me, I would be completely comfortable if top five was tier one.
You could.
And I could put all of them in there. But I also would put him in front of Lamar.
But here's what I'd say as a retort. I think there were plenty of years, and we could figure out which years, but let's just pick like a 2010. I think
like
there are plenty of years you would have like Brady and Manning for sure. Rodgers, once he developed into that, and then maybe Breeze, and like, that's it. Four. Now, then you would debate Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson. There were years, 5 years before that. Donovan, yes or no? Like, the question is, in a moment like that, would you have Donovan in 03 in the same tier as Brady and Manning?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you can make the case in 03, it's Brady and Manning, that's it.
That's it. And Donovan would have been...
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I think it depends on, you know, what era we're talking, which quarterbacks are. Yeah. That's the way I say it.
I do think that it needs to be Mahomes, as he's a separate entity.
I have no problem with that, Ben.
He's his own. He's his own ridiculous, one of the best quarterbacks ever. And then there's everybody else.
I agree with that.
And I do agree with John. Like
Jalen outplayed him.
If Jalen were to
last two times they faced each other in the Super Bowl.
His freaking defense outplayed Mahomes in this one, okay?
Like Jalen.
Well, Jalen was awesome too.
MVP.
He was very good.
Jalen had, had he not fumbled that ball, holy cow.
But the defense was the main thing.
Defense was the main thing in Super Bowl.
No, now, Jalen also played amazingly.
He did play
you
great.
Cannot discount that.
He did play great. He didn't play as great as a defense.
And
I agree
this,
with that.
And
like
this
that is
offense goes as he goes. And this past year, the worry was, oh no, we've got Jason Kelce. He's gone. How in the world are we going to do pass protections? And Jalen, with all this on his plate, how's he going to function? Well, he just functioned better than ever. He just functioned. The offense functioned better.
No, I disagree with that. 2022, they were better offense.
Okay.
Saquon was here and better.
That was the one year that he had Shane Steichen for the second year in a row. The one time.
But I think it's when he was best.
The one time in his entire career, he had the same coach calling the plays 2 years, not even 2 years. It was like a year and a half in a row. It was 2022. That was the best Jalen we've ever seen. I just can't wait to see what it looks like when Jalen gets into a groove with a play caller. I hope we get to see that. Because, again, that is the biggest hole in the resume for Nick Sirianni, and the part that troubles me. I mean, man, he can prove himself again and again, over and over, and he keeps growing and improving as a coach, and we see that. But the one part he can't fix is that we're going to have a new play caller in many cases,
well, it's
many
an issue.
Seasons.
Yeah.
We're going to have to figure out a way to function with the new play caller.
Yeah, and that's right. All right, look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this. By the way, Life Advice with the Hammer coming up at 9:15. Get your situation in to Seltzer on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. Three ways you can tell him what you need some help with in life, and he'll pose one such scenario to me at 9:15. By the way, I'll give some life advice with the to the Flyers. Early life advice: win a championship in the next 50 years.
Good thinking.
And you know why I say that? Because this week they crossed the threshold, 50 years.
Wow,
50 freaking years.
50.
May of 19. Yeah, right. May of 1975. And by the way, Seltzer, see if you can look up. I know we can find it out there somewhere. What year do they come off the Stanley Cup?
Oh, yeah. I think it's we looked this up. It's 2029, I believe, they come off
the Cup. Ben, did you know that?
No.
So the Cup, like, because the Cup is a certain amount of space, and this thing's been going on for like 100 years, eventually teams get taken off the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're little placards that get, like, put on around the side. Well, those things change. So they honor the new teams, and eventually they get rid of the teams from like 60 years ago. Flyers are approaching that.
Wow.
Like, they could come off the Cup before they go back on the Cup. So I'm just saying, life advice.
Send that back
are we
to the
sure?
Team?
That's a good question.
Where do those things go?
It's got to go like the Hall of Fame or something, I would think. What a good question, though.
Why don't they just redo it? And
make the Cup bigger?
With
they've only
the
got so much
smaller.
Room.
Yeah, like, I can't do that either.
I don't think you can remove names from the Cup. That's just not right.
It is an odd quirk to sports. Hey, one more piece of life advice. Joe, if you know what time the Phillies games are, and people maybe don't know them, tell them. First game today, 1:05. Second game today, 6:45. Here's the key. If you had tickets,
that was great life advice, by the way.
Thank
you.
I'm trying. It's a public service announcement. If you had tickets to last night's game, it applies to this afternoon's game. So get your butt moving down there if you got that ticket. I mean, you know, in the next couple hours, because that game's at 1:05. Phillies did swap starters. So the next game was going
to
be
preemptively trying to provide life advice because you know that later your life advice will be so bad.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to give some guidance because you know there will be a dearth of all guidance you actually try.
I actually buy that. But also, I'm just trying to give a public service
announcement. I see how you work.
I'm just saying, get the Heine moving down to the ballpark if you got tickets for the 1:05 game.
Heine.
And you're going to see Sanchez instead of Wheeler. Wheeler pitches tonight. Sanchez pitches this afternoon. Thunder made the finals last night. Congrats to them.
Handily.
Yeah. They're going to win it.
They're awesome.
They're going to win the championship. Good job by the Oklahoma City Thunder. All right, let's go to the phones, talk to Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great, Tim.
Listen, in a way, I think Jalen Hurts is elite, my opinion, because he's the only one that can master the tush push. No one can stop him. I mean, everyone else has tried and
failed. That is a factor. Now, he's not the only part of it, but he's a big part of it. That is a factor.
Yeah. Yep. He's one of the pieces of the tush push.
No question.
And I also believe that the last time we faced the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, when we lost. I would say if we had Saquon that year, if we had most of the pieces we had on defense that year, I would say we'd have probably won that year.
Well, probably. I mean, I think this team was better than 2 years ago, so I agree with that. I still think the Eagles should have won the game. I still think the fumble, the flag, and the field were all wild circumstances that caused a loss. But don't kid yourself. I will say this. Patrick Mahomes cranked it up in the second half to an incredible level. The Eagles never stopped him in the second half.
I give him his props, totally. Too, really. I mean, I will not take away what that man can do and has done.
Yep.
Seriously. Because, like, I was afraid, like, all right. He backed it up when he said they were going to repeat, and he said it again, and we made the man look like a rookie.
Yeah.
In that Super Bowl.
It was astounding. I mean,
I want to see how they're going to bounce back this year. And I also want to see how, like, Jalen and the rest of the offense is going to adjust to this new coordinator. Because, I mean, I listened to him a little bit earlier with, I was listening to John Johnson this morning, and I kind of heard what he said. What he was talking about.
That
was wild.
That sounded amazing.
It actually did sound really cool.
Tim, you
total
don't know, but
robot Tim right there.
It got a little bizarre
nice
there.
Nice droid,
all right,
Tim.
Tim, give me a fictional pair of coworkers. You can win the Phillies tickets.
All right. Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute.
You got it, bud. Yeah. You got it. Second office reference today.
What do you think of Dwight, Joe?
I
dislike the show so much that you've just never really developed an opinion.
You
kind of
got some Dwight vibes.
Is he the older guy?
Yeah.
No.
He's not older.
No.
He's normal.
Creed,
like,
I think, is the older
like everyone
guy.
Else. He's got glasses. Creed. He's tall.
He's like the most famous character from the show.
I thought Michael Scott was.
Well, him and Michael, they're like the two most famous
characters. What about Pam?
Dwight's more famous.
Okay.
Than
him.
So,
Pam.
Fair enough.
The guy with glasses, doesn't come to mind.
Kind of weird.
No.
Beats, Battlestar Galactica.
All right, Rhea, is Jalen elite, tier one, yes or no?
I do. I think he is. I mean, basically what he's been able to do, and James had referenced it on the biggest stage, they've done it. The Bills and the Ravens have not been able to get past Patrick Mahomes. He's gone, toe-to-toe with them and done well. You look, the Bills in the AFC Championship game went 1-for-4 in the tush push. They win that if they're able to convert that. That's why one of the biggest reasons I wanted to keep it. Jalen's elite at that.
Tell me if you agree with this.
Nobody else can do what he does on that.
Well, not play, I agree. Tell me if you agree with this. Yeah. The Bills win that game if they have the Eagles defense.
Well, the Ravens had the best defense in 2024. They had the super.
Wasn't as good as the Eagles defense.
They had the best defense in the league at that time. At that time, they had the best defense.
Wasn't
in the
as good as Eagles defense.
Well, all I'm saying, it was the best defense in the league, and they couldn't beat them.
Okay.
Because you want to know why? Their quarterback melted down.
Well, Lamar has had some postseason meltdowns. That's clear.
Jalen has had a bad. He had the first one. We throw that one out in 21.
Yep.
23 was they were dead men walking going into that playoff game against Tampa. That was a disgrace. He's played very well in two Super Bowls against.
Nice, played great.
He didn't fold under
question.
Oh my God! I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson look at Patrick Mahomes and go, I can't beat him. I think they're at that.
James, how do you rank the top five?
I think it's the right five that PFF has. I just rank them differently. I go Mahomes 1, Hurts 2, Burrow 3, Allen 4, Jackson 5 is my ranking. And look, I think it's close between the five.
Like, it's very close.
Hurts 2, but if they had had Hurts at 5, but it was tier 1, I would be okay with that. Like, I think he's higher, but as long as, in my opinion, those five are the clear tier 1 top five, and I think they have to be listed in some order as tier 1 on every list, and otherwise I'll disagree with it. That's where I'm at.
Fair enough. Phil's today, Chris, too, as we said, and you can weigh in on the Hurts thing, tier 1 or not, but let's also give you some audio of Larry Anderson. Let's play a game called, if you haven't heard with Larry Anderson, James, let's play a game. You got it?
Let's play a game called...
This game is called, if you haven't heard Larry Anderson's opinion yet of whether the Phillies should throw at the Braves today or not, take a gander for 5 seconds. And now let's give you the answer. All right, should the Phillies...
Do we not know? I don't think anyone has to hear to know.
I think you have to be under the age of six know whether Larry Anderson thinks that the Phillies should throw at the Braves today. All right, so L.A. was on with Spike, Ike, and Boban yesterday. Talked a lot about the Phillies.
I love that you're keeping this going.
Let's listen to L.A. on the issue.
I assume you would have liked to have seen some sort of retaliation from the Phillies. Is that correct?
Yeah, at some point. It doesn't. When you play a team as many times as we play them, it doesn't have to be the next hitter. But I'd rather see it done right away, personally. It's just the game's different. It's changed, and that's not part of the game anymore. I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Don't have to protect your players anymore, which, I don't know. You used to try and protect your players as a pitcher, but now it's, I mean, as many times as we've been low-bridged, and I'm not kidding, you got to throw at somebody's head, but knock somebody down. Throw one in under their, you know, under their armpit or something. Make them get out of the way. Make them move their feet. But, I mean, when you don't even, I mean, nobody even gets uncomfortable.
All right, that works for me. He's talking my language, and he's talking the language of most people that called in yesterday. It was an interesting day on the station, old school. L.A. continued on in the interview. Here's what he said.
Old school, which, you know, they want to get rid of, versus, which I, old school means knowing baseball. That's all old school is.
Old school, right. Is
playing baseball the way it's meant to be played.
Mm-hmm.
And when people want to call it old school, it's just, there's nothing analytical to say you can't do that or shouldn't do it or you should do it. Well, maybe analytics will probably say you can't hit, shouldn't hit guys, but. I don't know. I just don't agree with it.
You know, it's funny, like, because analytics probably would say, don't put the guy on first base. It probably would. But what analytics can't prove, and Ben, try to quantify this for us. There's no math equation for this, but analytics obviously cannot prove the cumulative effect of two things. One, if a team becomes more unified, if a player sticks up for another player, team sticks up for teammate. And two, the effect on the rest of the league to say, don't hit our guys, don't pitch inside on our guys. Like analytics, there's no equation for that.
No.
Can you just put into context, do you think those concepts are real to improve a team's chances to like ultimately do the main thing you're trying to do, which is win?
Yes and yes. Because the situation is, if you don't even have to like your teammate. If you stick up for him, it goes a long way. And it goes a long way in the clubhouse and how you respond to each other and how you perform on the field, knowing that everyone's pulling on the rope in the same direction. And then from a league standpoint, yeah, it's kind of like, well, I don't want to, you know, buzz the tower on this guy because they're going to retaliate against my guy.
Yeah.
And it's a trickle down effect, and it does happen. And I would say from your first question though, yeah, it can be like a team boosting situation or opportunity. And it goes a long way.
Well, I'm looking forward to today, you know, to see if the Phils do it. I think they will.
Yeah.
And I think Sanchez will is my gut feeling.
And not that this team needs it. They don't because this is a great bunch. I'm telling you, it's a great bunch. And I just came off the road trip with them. And man, these guys, they get it. And they get it as a unit. And not that they need it, but it can even help them even more.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494.
I don't know. I know that there are a lot of unwritten rules in baseball, and I've never been in a clubhouse. I don't know. Actually, I've never been on a team where we've had translators and stuff either, which does make things completely different. Do those unwritten rules always translate to, you know, like with the hitting guys, you know, with, you know, striking back through your pitcher, you know, is there.
You're talking about foreign-born players?
Yeah.
Well, they don't know not to, you know, strut after home run sometimes. So
that's not an unwritten rule anymore.
No, I agree with you. I agree with that.
Yeah. How.
Which
I
is
guess,
a shame.
So that does factor in.
Oh, no, it's not a shame. It's fun. No, you spent the whole day yesterday talking about fun in baseball, but you don't acknowledge the other side of fun.
Fun in baseball is drilling a dude that pimps a home run.
So isn't pimping a home run fun to watch, too? When Rhys Hoskins bat slam, are you upset that he did that? Was that not an awesome moment?
I have unique circumstances. There are playoff.
Oh,
there are
okay.
Playoff
yep.
exceptions.
Hypocrite
to the
over
rule.
Here. Hypocrite there are, alert play- right over here.
I mean, Joe Carter went all around and makes me sick. I cried my eyes out, but he stomped on first base, jumping up and down. And you know what? Philly's never had a right to throw at him. You know why? Because at the end of the World Series, he had a right to jump up and down.
Yeah.
Yankees
yeah,
never threw
like
a Mazeroski.
Both ways.
Yankees never played Mazeroski yeah. again. So
always
matter.
Got a clarification. Always
got
like, a, oh, except for this.
Uh-huh.
It's fun, except for if the other team doesn't.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, you know Hammer Logic has its own way of getting there. Good morning, Ed.
Yeah, it's ever evolving. It's fluid. The Hammer Logic. Yeah, I've meaning of life is easier to figure out than the Hammer Logic.
I know. I know.
Hey, Ben Davis, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm so glad that I'm talking to you and my wife isn't up yet, because every now and then when I'm on the phone and she hears you, like, oh, is that Ben Davis? And I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, he's beautiful.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
So, well, Ed, are you serious?
That. Here we go.
Man, beautiful.
Now,
Ben's beautiful?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
beautiful,
you know,
man.
I can't disagree with her. But anyway.
Hard to compete with that.
I just felt kind of empty yesterday. Because your wife was saying Ben was beautiful?
That's right.
Yeah. No, it was more the Acuna wanting to see him get one in the ribs yesterday, and hopefully we'll get it today.
So I went home, but, when I found out like this game might not happen, I put on Dirty Harry yesterday. I needed some of that.
Did you just watch Dirty Harry?
Yeah, but the third one. I hadn't watched the because there's five Dirty Harrys.
You're
I watched the third.
Rut.
One.
Dude, it's like he's in ruts for all his TV shows.
When
you can't,
he's now in a movie. Rut.
When you can't watch a Philly drill
just
of brave,
ruts it up.
Stop rutting.
Then I'm going to watch Dirty Harry.
Watch a movie made in the '90s or something. Even. Come on.
In other worlds, rutting is right up your. Well, I'm not going to talk about
it. Go ahead, Ed. What do you got?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, so real quick on the Jalen Hurts situation. I kind of the Seltzer's point. I really think there should be five in there because it's hard to argue against Jalen Hurts being elite. But at the same time, like Josh Allen had eight, nine turnovers last year, fewer turnovers than both Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. He made chicken salad out of a you-know-what receiving core. So I think they all should be in. Obviously Mahomes is in, Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's like remember they used to call Dave Winfield Mr. May, like he'd have these amazing regular seasons, but 41 touchdowns, four picks, you know? So I think Hurts should be in there in the top. Why does it have to be four?
It doesn't have to be, but you know, determinations get made. In this case, it was determined to be four. I actually agree with that. I think it should be those four, unless you do what Ben said, which is Mahomes in his own tier. But I would not have Hurts in the tier with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Burrow. I would have him in a tier below because I think he plays with more around him, which creates more wins than those guys get because they have less around him. But listen, this is all very debatable. This is why we go round and round. And I need an answer from you for a great pair of fictional coworkers. You can win the Phillies tickets.
How about Ron Burgundy and Veronica Corningstone?
You got it, man. Yeah. Mm. Didn't love that movie either, but
how do you not like that movie? Like, you got to be from a different planet not to like that
you
movie.
You nailed it.
I just
like, nailed it, Ben.
Just
like, there's no, my God. I can't even. Like, that pisses me off.
I'm glad. Get that. I love it. It's so dumb.
It's freaking hilarious.
It's like a perfect movie.
It is.
But don't make me punch you, Davis. Don't make me tell people your real name.
He's scared.
Watch some, get some.
You got a big head, so I got a big target.
You'd break your hand punching his face.
Freaking chin is bigger than most people's
heads. Your hand would like shatter if you punched his chin.
And Real Muto is definitely better looking than you. I don't know what that guy's wife's talking about.
I agree with that.
All right. News and notes from the Eagles yesterday. They practiced, and media members got their eyes on the birds for the first time in a stretch, one of whom was Jeff McClain. So let's give you some of the news and notes from Jeff McClain's report. With the Inquirer on practice. Couple things of note. All right, most interesting, John. In my opinion, Bryce Huff was not at practice. Now, I'm going to read right from what McClain wrote. This was new information for me, and this is noteworthy. He writes, Bryce Huff was not at practice. In fact, the defensive end hasn't attended Eagles workouts this entire spring, an NFL source said. That doesn't necessarily come as a huge surprise since he is unlikely to be part of the Eagles' plans for 2025. Huff is still under contract and owed $16.75 million in guaranteed money this season. Workouts are voluntary, but his absence suggests it was a mutually agreed upon. It suggests it was mutually agreed upon. It goes on to, you know, obviously indicate they could move him. So,
okay.
I guess this is like a Reger thing, where it's like, we just don't want the guy on the team. Now, Reger, I think, was let go before this. Bradberry, if you remember, they carried last year and carried his money the whole year.
Yeah, they did.
It's a lot more money to carry here.
And he was older and, like, totally untakeable. Yeah. Now, can the Eagles convince someone to take Bryce Huff, who's, I guess, I don't know, 26, 27? Maybe. Probably not. I don't know. So maybe he just gets cut and they eat the money. I don't know if this is a they carry him and don't play him, which was Bradberry, or they cut him to just move off the money, which was Rager.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We'll say. So that one was noteworthy. A couple other things. There were players not there. I mean, again, this is not mandatory. So certain guys, different reasons, like Devontae, Lane Johnson, Reed Blankenship. Some guy named Avery Williams. Who the heck's that guy? What right does he have not to be there? Who's Avery Williams?
Avery Williams.
Who's, life advice to Avery Williams. Get your butt in there. I don't know who you are, but, Ben, if I'm Avery Williams, I'm
there.
You know what I'm saying?
See the kick returner, right?
Yeah, his article says receiver returner.
Yeah, they signed him to be the
Unless
returner.
Unless there's a family situation. Yeah. I always want to put that caveat out there.
Unless he's like Kerry Williams, he needed to get some sconces for the new home or something like that.
Remember that calendar conflict or whatever it was?
Aaron Rodgers?
It was an Eagle. It was a, oh my God.
I don't know.
I think it was like it's a calendar conflict or something.
I'm not
like
sure.
You don't know when you're supposed to be
right. Exactly. It's like, what?
A couple other things from McLean's article. By the way, we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in about a half an hour about more of this. Jahad Campbell and Nakobe Dean, as expected, were not, you know, participating. Obviously, both coming off injuries. Other guys coming off injuries didn't, including Cam Jurgens with the back. Dickerson, who had the knee surgery in the offseason. Ben Van Summeren, who they're moving to fullback. He tore his ACL, so he was not practicing. Notable in the outside corner spot, Adoree Jackson, this is according to McLean, took the, quote, majority of starter snaps at outside corner.
Wait, Ben Van Summeren was, he tore his ACL?
Last year. Yeah. That's why he didn't practice, because he's coming back from an ACL, what he was saying. It was a little confusing the way he said it, too.
Yeah.
You made it sound like Ben Van Summeren tore his ACL yesterday.
No, I know.
I knew what you meant. I wasn't going to jump in.
Not
a new injury.
Van Summeren.
Correct.
This was, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's good to go.
Adoree Jackson took the majority of snaps at outside corner. Keely Ringo mixed in there as well. We know Cooper DeJean's going to be mixing in there. By the way, speaking of Cooper DeJean, let's listen to him yesterday, because it's going to be fascinating to see, you know, does he go outside and inside, depending on offensive personnel, or does he just stick inside, which means sometimes coming off the field, the other team only has two wide receivers. He was asked yesterday about the possibility of switching back and forth and what that entails. Here's what he said.
Are there any specific challenges when you go snap to snap playing the two positions?
You talking about like just moving, like each snap moving in and out?
Exactly.
A little bit. You know, I think, outside it's a little different mentality than playing inside. You know, understanding leverage and things like that. It's going to be a challenge. But I'm still learning. It's early on. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Based on everything he said yesterday, the impression I got is that the Eagles are giving it a shot, probably want him to win the job, but don't know that he will, and it's possible he's still just slot guy. We'll see. I mean, notable that Adoree Jackson played out there yesterday, but of course that would also be when, at times, Cooper DeJean's inside. So time will tell. Remember, guys, we didn't know if Zach Bond or Devin White was going to be the starting linebacker until the day the Eagles played the first game last year.
We were talking about the accountability text thread with Devin White and oh my God, this guy's going to be awesome. And then,
Can you believe a guy that turned into an all-pro who was in the top five for NFL Defensive Player of the Year? We didn't know until game day whether he's even going to start.
People need to. Adoree Jackson has played a lot of football and he's been pretty good.
You're pro him. I know you are.
In this league.
I know you are.
And we don't even talk about him. It's been Keely Ringo. Keely Ringo has played as a special teamer. Like, Keely Ringo has run down and covered kicks. And then, you know, in spot duty as a cornerback.
So you think when it's just two wide receivers, Cooper DeJean outside, when it's three wide receivers, Adoree Jackson outside, Cooper inside. That's your prediction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
And I hope that Cooper DeJean is able to, you know, transition to being all outside all the time when we're in base.
That would be optimal because he's incredible, so you want to see him be incredible out there.
And I feel like it's relatively certain within me. Like, I know this guy's going to work until he figures it out.
Well, I hope you're right. One of the issues also is if he doesn't go out there, teams could use only two wide receivers on a number of plays to pull them off the field. I mean, it's a chess match. You know, if Vic Fangio is not deploying him outside, and then he's all now, there's also the possibility he could theoretically switch to safety on certain plays, like it's Reed Blankenship and him instead of one of the other guys.
Like Malcolm Jenkins used to move back into the slot here and there and that kind of thing, reverse of that.
I mean, the point is, if you're Vic Fangio, you do want to try to find a way to get Cooper DeJean out there 100% of the snaps.
They have to find a way.
Because I thought there were four Eagles that were the four best defenders last year. Apologies to Milton Williams, Smith, and Mel Williams,
these other guys.
But the four guys were Jalen Carter, Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
They were the four. That's the way I saw it. 215-592.
That's your top tier.
That's my tier one. Well, by the way, all of which is part of why I don't have Jalen as a top 10 player, you know, on the Eagles.
I'm aware of that.
Did I just say that?
That's a nonsensical comment.
I didn't have him as a top 7 player on the offense.
Like I said before, if they started the NFL over from scratch and said draft players from teams, Jalen would be a top 5 pick in the NFL.
I'm just going to rattle them off from last year in no particular order. Players that I think are just better than Jalen from last year. Not all still here. Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Mulata, Lane for sure. Dickerson, that's 6. For sure on
this
offense.
This is crazy.
And then the four guys that sit on defense, that's 10.
Jalen Hurts slander, I'm not here for.
Yeah, this is outrageous.
Last year I was trying to figure out Becton or Hurts.
Yeah, that's silly. Hurts has so much more to do than those guys combined. You understand that, right? Understand how much more Jalen has to do, how much harder his job is than any of those guys.
It is a hard job.
So what are we talking about here? Like, he's the most important player on the team. Period, end of story.
That's a different topic.
But period,
end of story. You said most important. I said
he
best.
He is the most important.
I agree he's the most important.
He is the best. He has the most to do. He has the most runs through him. He's the most, the biggest reason for success or failure is the quarterback.
Period. I agree with that also. Jada Cameron,
no,
John Ritchie.
Well, clearly don't, because they won the Super Bowl.
What was the biggest reason
for success or failure is the quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback's the most important player.
So the biggest reason they won the Super Bowl is Jalen Hurts.
No, as Ben said.
Reason
can be defense.
Mm-hmm. I said the most important.
Plus, Saquon carried him for about 18 weeks. And then Jalen jumped in at the end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.